Welcome, great friends, to May 16th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. I am your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. And one of the main reasons why I do this show, it's about high time that we stood up for America and start showing a little bit more appreciation for everything that America does. Freedom and democracy will rule every time. So, with that said, let's begin the show with the Pledge of Allegiance. So everybody stand up, let's face the flags if we have one, put our right hands over our hearts, and begin. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen, brah! Okay, so now moving on to today's program. We'll wish a happy birthday to Royal Rife, the man who cured cancer. The movie Top Gun premieres, and Sammy Sosa hits two homers in one inning. All right, so now let's do this! 1888, happy birthday, Royal Raymond Rife. I mean, he didn't really do anything that spectacular. It's not like he cured cancer or anything. Except for, oh yes, he did actually find a cure for cancer over 100 years ago. There's not a lot of information on his personal life, although he did most of his work right here in San Diego, California. During the early 20th century, microbiologist genius Dr. Rife used an advanced microscope to study the different kinds of cancer viruses that attack human cells. He discovered that each one has a unique spectroscopic signature. By using what he called a ray gun, remember this is the early 1900s, a ray of light which spews a crystal that shines through a gadget which splits the light into separate wavelengths, are used to observe the various shapes and signatures of the cancer in the cell. The Rife frequency is then used to cause the virus to collapse and self-destruct. This is known as the mortal oscillatory rate, or the MOR. With this process, there is no chemotherapy and there is no surgery, only frequencies otherwise harmless to our bodies. In 1934, the Special Medical Research Committee of Pathologists and Oncologists from University of California sent a group of patients who were all terminally ill with cancer down to Dr. Rife's lab in San Diego. Out of these patients, every single one of them were cured completely from cancer. So, you would think that this would catch on, right? No. See, it doesn't work like that. This is where the story gets ugly. According to thetruthaboutcancer.com, Andrew Carnegie and John D. Rockefeller, two of the biggest builders of America at the time, poured millions of dollars into funding schools that taught about drug medicine instead of alternative medicine, because there's no money in healthy people. By 1923, most homeopathic schools were shut down. Within 2 years, most of the 10,000 herbologists were no longer relevant. By 1940, over 1,500 chiropractors were prosecuted for practicing quackery, and by 1950, all schools teaching homeopathy were closed. Indeed, if you check out rifemachines.com, there's a long story about a machine owner who had all sorts of problems with the medical mafia. Rife's offices were raided, key parts to his machines were stolen, his staff eventually turned their backs on him, and Rife was considered a disgrace to the medical community. Nikola Tesla and Antoine Priori also had similar cancer-curing wave frequency machines. Tesla used longitudinal wave instead of a radio wave, which essentially reversed the damage in the cellular tissue. As you can imagine, his labs were destroyed. Priori's funding was taken away from him in 1974, leaving him unable to complete his projects. But in 1986, at a time when AIDS started catching up to cancer as the number one killer in America, Barry Lentz published his book, The Cancer Cure That Worked, which brought Dr. Rife's technologies back into the spotlight. Turned out, his technology was pretty good at curing the AIDS virus as well. Oh, but there's no money in that either. In 1996, the Food and Drug Administration again attacked the Rife machines by penalizing its marketers on grounds of health fraud. In the first decade of the 21st century, lead marketers of the Royal Rife Research Society was imprisoned for selling the devices illegally, and another seller of the device named James Folsom was sentenced for 26 felony charges for also selling the device. Turned out, some of the Rife machines that were created were not created in the same way Dr. Rife intended. And in fact, did not work because in most cases, they didn't use a strong enough frequency or the wrong type of frequency. The wave that is used should be a sound wave, which is not necessarily the same thing as an audio wave. The difference is, you can hear an audio wave and you can feel the vibration of a sound wave. Bottom line, if you or somebody you know is considering chemotherapy for cancer treatments and are looking at other options, there is plenty of research about resonant lights and how frequencies destroy cancer. It's all available on the web, but of course, you can't believe everything you hear, especially if it comes from the FDA. If I don't have a show tomorrow, it's probably because the medical mafia put a cap in my head. God bless America. Moving on to entertainment news, and in 1986, Top Gun premieres. Trivia time, class. 5 questions. All of them courtesy of hwdyk.com, which stands for How Well Do You Know? Okay, question 1. What Grammy Award-winning actor played a small role in Top Gun? Was it A, Daniel Day-Lewis, B, Cuba Gooding Jr., C, Forrest Whitaker, or D, Tim Robbins? Question 2. What was the Maverick's rank in the movie? A, ensign, B, lieutenant, C, captain, or D, commander? Question 3. Maverick and Goose get busted after their first hop. What regulation did they break? A, exceeding the maximum safe airspeed, B, they flew below the hard deck, C, they fired live ordnance, or D, they left their wingman? Question 4. What was the last thing Maverick said to Charlie when he left her house following their dinner together? A, I'll see you in class, B, I enjoyed being here, C, the chicken was a little dry, or D, take me to bed or lose me forever. Aw. Finally, number 5. What act symbolized Maverick's getting closure over Goose's death? Was it A, throws Goose's dog tags in the ocean, B, writes a letter to Goose's wife, C, he burns a picture of Goose, or D, he changes his call sign to Goose? And that is your Top Gun trivia. Now, moving on to 1996. And Slammin' Sammy Sosa is the first Chicago Cub to hit 2 homers in 1 inning. Sammy also played for the Texas Rangers, Chicago White Sox, and Baltimore Orioles. With the Rangers, he hit his 600th career home run to become the 5th player in MLB history to reach that milestone. He's also the all-time home run leader among foreign-born MLB players, since he's a Dominican player. He's the only player to have 60 or more home runs in a single season 3 times.
So that is all, my friends, for May 16th on Joe's Daily U.S. History Lesson. Once again, I'm your host, Joseph DeCristoforo. I got this cool website you got to check out called joesdailyushistorylesson.com. And on said website is a comment board. This is the interaction part where you get involved, my friends. Let me know what you thought about today's show. For example,
what about that story about Royal Rife? I know that was pretty tough to hear for a lot of us, because we've all known somebody who's gone through chemo, and we've lost many others to cancer. So yeah, the truth is tough to hear. But I'm here to tell you, there's no money in the pharmaceuticals keeping you healthy.
Baseball fans, do you have any Sammy Sosa trading cards in mint condition? Not that it's any of my business, I'm just wondering. So yeah, let me know what you thought. And even though this is the end of today's show, fear not, there's still one tomorrow. And speaking of which,
a couple love stories, one between Jerry Brown and Linda Ronstadt, and the other between former President and First Lady Andrew and Mrs. Johnson,
Tony Parker and Chuck Berry. So until then, you can hit me up on Facebook and Twitter. So until then, thanks for listening, everyone, and thanks for being great patriotic Americans. I'll see you then.